Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm okay, Terry. Mike, out here in D.C. area, and it's pretty nice day, festival days.
Okay, all right. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Elizabeth Miss Name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miss, she was just 18 years old, and her debut CD, Forever and Ever, was released. She is now 21 and back with a brand new CD on the Trippin' and Rhythm label called Breakaway. This is the debut CD for the label, and I am so happy for you, Elizabeth. Welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. Congratulations, first, on the new CD, second, on your signing with Trippin' and Rhythm, and third, on all that is going to bring you in the future.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Your support means a lot.
So now, first, I want to talk about this CD cover, really nice CD cover, and I looked at your photo shoots, and beautiful stuff.
Thanks.
I really want to know, where are you going with this big old trunk on the back of the cover?
Well, I'm supposed to be breaking away from everything else that's out there, so that's why I've got the suitcase back there.
Oh, my goodness. So where were the pictures taken?
They were taken in Utah at this little old abandoned shack, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And then one of the photographer, actually, who did the photo shoots, said he had seen this. I guess he might have done a photo shoot there once before. And when Jeff told him the look that we were going for the new album, he was like, the photographer was like, this has got to be the place to do it. So it definitely turned out really cool. You know, when you look at it from, I know you can't tell in the pictures, but it's so funny to look at this little place and to, you know, get these great pictures out of it. It was incredible.
Yeah, the cover shot with you on the suitcase is really nice. I mean, I went through all of their pictures, and I'm very, very nice pictures, very beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, you did a great job here. All right, so tell us about Breakaway.
Well, it's produced by Nate Harrison, as you all know, also co-written by Darren Ron, too. Mm-hmm. So we've got some awesome producers on there. We did 10 tracks on the CD, and we were looking for something new and fresh, kind of something almost out of the box from what smooth jazz is, and something kind of, you know, that's going to get, you know, grab a hold of all the listeners that are out there and kind of, you know, hopefully get some new listeners in there as well. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what do you think of the CD?
I like the CD. I think you are working with two of the best producers in the business, with Nate and Darren,
mm-hmm.
for sure. You know, I mean, they are hot right now, and they're producing for everybody. So definitely that's one plus. And then talk about the second plus, the artists that are working with you on the CD. Tell us about them.
Yes, I have a special guest, Nicholas Cole, which I know you've probably featured on your show already, a young
mm-hmm.
keyboardist. He's a phenomenal player. Nate actually just sent me the track over, and he's like, yeah, let me know what you think of this keyboard solo. And I heard it, and I didn't know at the time that it was Nicholas playing on there. And I was like, wow. I was like, who is this? And then that's when he told me it's, you know, Nicholas Cole. And that's just, he's an incredible piano player. I was just amazed by it. So we've got him on one track on Into the Atmosphere. We also have Julian Vaughn putting down bass on a couple tracks. Guitarist Tim Bowman on one track. And then also Cindy Bradley, my big sis. She's playing on a couple tracks as well.
Now, tell me about working with Tim Bowman. Was that your first time meeting him?
Yes. I actually haven't met him in person yet. We kind of did everything over the phone and over the internet, kind of sending it over with the way things are at this day and age, you know, just everyone can record something, you know, at their house and send it over and all that. So
right.
It was very cool. You know, he's quite the guitar player. So I felt really honored to have him be a part of it.
Okay. And Cindy Bradley, I bet she just jumped at the chance to work with you.
I was pretty excited, you know, to have a few female, you know, musicians to play on there. It was really cool that she could, you know, be a part of it and, you know, put her lovely trumpet on there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. I want to go ahead and start and play a song. Let me welcome to the chat room. There's a couple of guests in the chat room. Again, if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Elizabeth's name, and that will bring you into the chat room. One of my favorites on this CD is the one with Nicholas Cole. It's called Into the Atmosphere, and that is spelled A-T, capital M-I-S for Elizabeth's last name, Sphere. Nice play on words there. Tell me about this one.
Well, this one, it all came about. Nate had this really cool vibe going, and he's like, he sent it over to me when we were in the first stages of the track and everything. He goes, what do you think of this? And it had this really cool, you know, very atmospheric vibe, and it needed something else to kind of pull it all in. And that's when we had Nicholas Cole come in, and, you know, Nate had him put down a solo, and it really kind of brought it all together because of his styling and the way he plays. Definitely, you know, made the track, you know, kind of pulled it all in and made it, you know, complete with his solo on there and everything. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is Into the Atmosphere.
Thank you.
Into the Atmosphere from Elizabeth Miss' new CD, Breakaway. Now, Jeff told me, Elizabeth, that he is putting together a Generation Next tour that will feature you and Nicholas.
I was just going to ask you that, too.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a really great little tour that he's putting together. So it's cool because I've never got to, you know, actually play with Nicholas. So it'll be really fun to, you know, to share the stage with someone, you know, young and fresh and new. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh, my gosh, Mike, can you see them on stage together?
Yeah.
That is going to be so nice.
And I just seen the flyer that Jeff put up today on Facebook and everything. And and I'm wondering too, Elizabeth, are there any other, let's say, Generation Next artists that you wouldn't mind playing with, or you guys are looking at trying to, you know, grab onto and play with?
He hasn't told me of anything besides just like Nicholas and that myself. So I'm not sure what else he's planning, but you know, whatever, just kind of, you know, whatever he decides is what we'll, you know, what we'll end up doing. So we'll see, you know, it's a couple, you know, he might even have something with, you know, like myself, Julian Vaughn, as well as Nicholas Cole and even Cindy. You just never know what can come about.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be really cool too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Jeff,
now,
you've
are
got
you going
to West Coast. I'm sorry, but Jeff, you have to make this a West Coast tour. Cause I definitely want to see this. Okay. I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, I'm going to ask her, you didn't go to Dubai last year, did you?
I did, yes.
You did?
I went this past February and also last year, too.
Oh, okay. So I figured you'd be going back this year as well there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't been set yet, so I'm not sure. We'll see.
I've
been so lucky to be there twice, though. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, what was that experience like for you, first time there?
It was my first international trip, so that was a big experience for me to be overseas and, you know, somewhere new and different. But it's actually a really cool place. I was surprised, you know, we think of the Middle East and you get kind of, you know, maybe a little bit scared, but it was actually a really cool experience to be someplace like that, and to see this city out in the middle of the desert was unbelievable.
Mm. Now, let's talk about you signing with Trippin' and Rhythm. How did that happen?
Well, as you know, I had my first CD, Forever and Ever, had that out and everything, and I tried really hard to get, you know, a record deal with so many other labels out there, and it wasn't really getting me anywhere. So one day, back in, I think, 2008, Les Cutmore, the founder of Trippin' and Rhythm, contacted me, and he's like, yeah, because I want to set up a time that we can, you know, talk and, you know, get to know a little bit about each other, because he was interested in possibly signing me. So finally, we got around to getting, you know, talking over the phone and everything, and he proposed the idea that I work with Nate Harrison, this new producer he just signed, and he would, you know, see how I would work with Nate. So I got together with Nate and, you know, met Nate for the first time, and we worked on the first song together, which actually is Breakaway off the new CD. We worked on that song, and after we finished that, we sent it off to Les, and that was a deciding factor for Les if I was going to get signed or not. So, and he offered me the deal. So,
I have to give a shout out to Les Cutmore because he created a new label, sub label of Trippin' and Rhythm called Cutmore Records, and this label is specifically for young artists. And Nicholas was the first one signed to the label, so I just have to say, kudos to you, Mr. Cutmore. Love it that you created this label for these young artists because there's so many great ones out there that need an opportunity. And that kind of takes me into my next question. On my website is a page I call the New Generation of Smooth Jazz. And you and 10 other young artists ranging in the age of from 14 to 22 are on the page. And I have updated your section, by the way, with the new CD and everything. So now, as you know, smooth jazz has been hit really hard over the last 4 years. And as the next generation of smooth jazz, you guys are looked to breathe new life into the genre. So do you feel that that's a lot of pressure? Are we expecting too much from you young artists?
Well, no, I mean, it can be a lot of pressure, you know, to be put in that position. But I can't speak for the other young musicians out there, but I know for myself, it's kind of been a goal that I've had, you know, ever since I started, you know, liking smooth jazz and everything. And I kind of saw, you know, right when I got into it was kind of actually when it was kind of, you know, it hit the rocks. So
mm-hmm.
it was always something that I had hoped to, you know, accomplish. That was kind of one of my goals one day, was to kind of front the next generation in smooth jazz. So I don't know, I'm looking forward to it and, you know, hoping to make a big impact with it.
And I must say too that, you know, not only funny, but, you know, you're looking at it too as you are a female. So, you know, you have
mm-hmm.
you know, some older females like, you know, Mindy, Candy,
mm-hmm.
Jeanette Hurst, Tamla Williams, but, you know, you're being so young, it'll bring a different vibe to, you know, I mean, let's just say like with Jazz and Pink. You know, I mean, you can join that and be the youngest member of that group, you know,
mm-hmm.
with all the women in jazz and everything. So, I mean, how do you feel being so young and being a female? I mean, because it's different for you versus like a guy like Nicholas or, you know, and other young artists like that, because, you know, you're a young girl. I mean, how do you feel? Like, you have to kind of bring a different type of flavor to it?
Well,
because
I never really think about it that way. I mean, I guess other people do, but I just kind of bring, you know, who I am there and to, you know, hopefully make a difference with, you know, the way I play and with my music and everything. But I don't really think of it that way myself.
Okay. All right. The next song I'm going to play is the title track, Breakaway. Tell me about this one.
Well, this, like I said, was the very first track that Nate and I had worked on. So it's kind of a very special track because it was, you know, it kind of brought something really fresh and new. And, well, because of it, I wouldn't have gotten a record deal. So it's a very special song. And as the title, you know, Breakaway, we're hoping to create something new and fresh, you know, to kind of break away from, you know, what's out there already. So.
Yes.
Hope you enjoy.
All right. We're talking to saxophonist Elizabeth Miss. Her new CD is called Breakaway. If you would like to call in and talk to her, have a question for her, the number is 646-716-5485. That was the title track to Elizabeth Miss new CD Breakaway. Now there's something, isn't it nice?
Yeah, very nice.
Now Elizabeth, there's something special that you're doing with this particular song, in terms of the one of the charities that you work with.
Well, that actually was on my old CD. I had Aquaba on my old Forever and Ever CD. That one was actually what I was donating the proceeds to charity for African Aid and things.
Oh, okay. It said Breakaway was the one that you were doing the proceeds from. Okay.
Oh,
all right. I want to read some of the review from the smoothjazzride.com from Ronald Jackson. He says, there is something about the very soul of this album that easily makes it belong to Elizabeth Miss, that makes her signature appear quickly and, as we will probably come to hear, identifiably. Maybe it's the way she seems to play to own each piece, starting from the title and lead track. Maybe it's her very fluid and emotion-filled style that carries you on journeys up and down the musical scale through crescendos and back. Whatever it is, this young lady has it, having taken her skills to yet another level since her independent debut. And he also says, in a word, my friends, young Miss, that's what I called you when you came on, Miss Miss. He says, young Miss Miss has arrived, and like the other young and talented wonders breaking through, she will command your attention. And that is from the smoothjazzride.com, Miss Miss. Now, this CD is all soprano saxophone. Was that something that you and Nate had decided on doing?
Well, actually, first of all, because, I mean, I play alto, too, and tenor. I've played alto. I used to play alto and, alto and soprano, though. But for this record, I mean, I'm not a big alto girl. I'm definitely always, the soprano was what I started on, and it's kind of always been my favorite, and it's been more a part of me and who I am. So, I mean, I actually started out one track. Buggin' actually started out on alto. But really, I recorded it on soprano, and it ended up that soprano actually worked better in the end. But like I say, you never really know until, you know, everything comes together with the music as to which horn, you know, for sure is going to be best. But like I said, I'm definitely more of a soprano girl, so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, do you have a favorite song on the CD?
Oh, I don't like when people ask me that. I don't have a favorite. It's like, I like all the songs on there. You know, it's hard to pick just one because it kind of tells, it's a journey of, you know, the music isn't just me. It's a journey I've been on. So it's, each song kind of has, you know, means something different to me, you know.
All right. Well, let's listen to Slow Burn. This one features Cindy Bradley. And tell me about this one.
Well, this one came about, we had come up with this really cool melody, and we put out the background and everything came together. And I kind of, you know, when we had started the whole project, I was like, it'd be so cool to have Cindy, you know, Cindy Bradley be a part of one of the songs. So this actually was written kind of in the mind of having, you know, Cindy put a trumpet to. So it's really cool. I love the vibe that she has with, you know, that she has with her trumpet. It really worked well for the song.
All right, this is Slow Burn.
Thank you.
All right, that was Slow Burn featuring Cindy Bradley. Mm-hmm.
That's certifiable hot fire right there, Tay. I like that. That was a nice move there. I like that a lot.
So, Elizabeth, you're 21 years old. Where do you see yourself, let's say, 10 years from now in this business?
Gosh, well, I hope that I can, you know, continue to put records out there to perform and, you know, to be a part of this, you know, like you said, the next generation of smooth jazz and where it's headed, because, you know, I've always, like I said, dreamed of being a part of that. So I'm just hoping that, you know, I get a chance to continue to live my dream, because this is truly what I love to do.
Okay. And I hope, you know, really that the genre is so much stronger than it is now. It's not a chance that any of the terrestrial radio stations will come back, but still, you know, the people still support it. You know, there's fans out there for it, and we still support it. And I really hope that in that next 10 years, the genre is even stronger than it is now, and the Smooth Jazz Awards will come back, because you guys really need to be recognized for your music. You really do.
Yeah.
You really do.
Thanks.
You know,
especially you need to be recognized just for being, you know, your age, because so you could be, you know, playing some hip-hop pop stuff, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, versus doing, you know, complete instrumental music like this. So you got to be kind of rewarded and looked at for, okay, these kids are coming up learning how to play instruments. Because a lot of kids don't know how to play instruments. You know, you guys are lucky, you know. So definitely, and you guys are blessed, very, very blessed.
Very blessed. I agree. I totally agree. And you need to be walking across the stage accepting an award for Album of the Year or Song of the Year or Artist of the Year. You know, you just we need to bring somehow the Smooth Jazz Awards back so that you and Nicholas and BK Jackson and all of these other young artists need to be recognized for the work that you guys are doing. I mean, Nicholas is producing. You know, he's 19 and he's producing already.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys definitely need the recognition that you deserve, for sure. For sure.
Now I got to ask you, too, Elizabeth. Now, you're 21. How are you, I know I shouldn't ask you, but how are you using social media to get your stuff out there? Because I know, you know, you're probably on everything.
Well, it's definitely a big way to, you know, to market and promote, you know, your music and everything out there. Because I think definitely over the past couple of years, it's been a huge part of, you know, smooth jazz and getting the word out there. So I always try my best to keep in touch with Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, you know, just to keep people in the loop and, you know, and kind of make sure that everyone knows that, you know, I can be down to earth and all that, you know.
Right.
And kind of, you know, hope that everyone, you know, can share, can be a part of it, you know.
And what about videos? Will there be any videos for this new CD?
I hope so. You never know. We haven't done anything just yet, but you never know.
Okay. All right. Well, let everyone know where they can pick up this CD.
Well, you can check it out at Amazon.com. It's also on iTunes for download. Barnes & Noble's. It's quite a few places, but you can check it out, like I said, iTunes or Amazon.
Okay. And Elizabeth's website is Elizabeth Miss, and that's M-I-S. And you can follow her on Twitter under the same name and on Facebook. And definitely support these young artists. You know, buy tickets to their live shows, buy their music. Definitely support these young artists because they deserve it. They deserve it. They're out here working just as hard as a seasoned artist, maybe even harder, just to get recognized and get their music out there. So they need our support, you know. They need our support to help them move on in this industry. Because like you told me, you know, before we came on, that the music business is hard. It's really hard. And for the new young people coming in, you know, you guys are just like, you're kind of struggling. Like you said, you were trying to get on a label for a long time. To get your music heard, and you young people coming in, you're struggling to get this music heard. But, you know, hopefully, you know, with this next, this Generation Next tour featuring you and Nicholas, it's going to be really nice. Do you have any other dates lined up?
Not just yet, no.
Okay.
I know I probably will have another one scheduled for Reno next year sometime, but like I said, the dates are kind of all up in the air, you know, just yet. So.
Okay. What about a CD release party?
I've thought about that actually, and haven't. It's kind of really hard to find the right venue here in Cleveland, but I would like to have one, you know, on the West Coast somewhere even, but we'll see if we can get something worked out in the near future.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to play one last song before I let you go. And I want to play the one with Tim Bowman.
And, okay.
Yeah. Tell me about this one.
Okay. What's the name? Which one is he playing again?
This is, I'm looking myself. That's bad. Okay,
I get so nervous sometimes I forget.
Sax Appeal, number 9.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this one's my favorite ones, actually, out of the several that I have. Like I said, I liked working with Tim because he has got that great tone on his guitar and everything. So I was really excited when Nate told me that, you know, he was going to have Tim play on here and everything, put down the melody, and it just kind of all worked together. So, yeah.
All right. This is Sax Appeal. To Tim Bowman on that. Sax Appeal is the name of the song. Breakaway is the name of the CD. Definitely go pick this up and support this talented young artist, Miss Elizabeth Miss. All right, Miss Miss, thank you for another opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. It's been a while, so glad we could catch up a little bit.
Yes, definitely. And I want to let you know that I will be featuring this CD on my other show, The Jazz Queen Show, in its entirety. And I will let you know when that happens.
Oh, wow. Well, great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Definitely. So everyone can listen to this CD. All right. So is there any last thing that you would like the listeners to know about you?
Well, I just want them to know that, you know, this music is, you know, the music business is a tough path to go down and to mm-hmm. be successful at. And I just hope that people can see that my whole concept in doing Breakaway was, I just want people to know that, you know, this is what I live for and this is the music I love. It's my life. So I hope that people can see, you know, the passion and feel the emotion that I put into the music I play. And, you know, I may not be a vocalist, but the soprano sax is my voice. So, you know, hope that people can see that the music isn't just about me, but it's a journey that, you know, I've been on.
Yes, yes, I agree. Well, all the best to you. I am so looking forward to seeing you and Nicholas on the road together, and hopefully you guys will make it on the West Coast. Jeff, if you're listening, Spaghettini's, you know, Anthology, Temecula, Las Vegas. If you're listening, mm-hmm. Jeff, I'm just saying, bring them here. I so want to see you two play together. So congratulations to you again, Elizabeth, and all the best to you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Again, everyone, this is Elizabeth Miss. Her new CD is called Breakaway. You can find it on her website, elizabethmiss.com. M-I-S is the spelling of her last name. Also on Amazon, follow her on Twitter at Elizabeth Miss and on Facebook. Thank you for joining me. Those in the chat room, thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. My name is Terry, a.k.a. The Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. And until next time, I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. And until then, keep it smooth. Thanks again, Elizabeth. Have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
All right, I'm going to close the show with another song. This is called When I'm With You. Good night and have a good evening.
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.